Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. What a day. Oh, my God. How was your travel? Was it awful?
Actually, I had no travel because I didn't. Today.
Oh, you didn't work today?
I only worked one day this week.
Oh, boy. Now, that's not good either.
No, not at all.
Boy.
But it's okay. It's all right because I'm staying positive. And, you know, I'm looking into some other avenues now that the union is kind of just going haywire right now. I found out earlier this week that there's another impending strike, not only with the Teamsters, but with our union that we'll know about come the second or third week of April. So that's kind of what's slowing everything down. So I'm very, very sorry to report to all you people out there, your TV still may not be the same because there may be more strikes impending here. So, so I'm just looking into some other things, and it actually allowed me some time to work on some graphics projects that are paying projects, you know, from like my little freelancing there. So the consistency with money is still not there yet, but I'm staying the course because I see what, like, I was going to actually text you because you know, Lisa's like, you got to text Cindy. She goes, because you keep hitting walls, you know, and it's like every time you make headway, it's like you hit another wall and then you've got to struggle and then you hit another wall. You know, like, why the fuck do you keep hitting all these walls? You got to ask Cindy. And I'm like, I think I already know what it is. Because like what led me to this was somebody being extremely dishonest and kind of like maligning my character. And it's in my best interest that I stay away from that person and that I'm not in that environment anymore, but I can't seem to let it go. So I think the universe is kind of kicking me in the butt a little bit saying, listen, we did this for your own good and you're not picking up what we're putting down and you got to let it go. And I've been having some trouble letting it go. So I think that's my issue. But
yeah, I would say the universe, you know, they want us to forgive people, not actions. And also forgiveness, you know, really means to untie victim consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know, from that person.
So am I right, though?
Are you right in why you're so mad about it?
No. Am I right that's why I keep hitting walls every
yes,
time?
Yes, you're
every
absolutely
time I'm looking
right.
Like I'm starting to take off. Something happens that just fucking drags me back down. So I'm
yep.
right. It's because
right.
I'm not
you're
letting
right.
that go. And the universe is like, bitch, we did this for your own good. And you're not letting this shit go. And you're not going to see the success unless you let that shit go.
Right. Because remember, sometimes rejection is protection. And that, yeah. we always say on the
yeah.
show a million times.
You know what it was is that like here's the thing, like I have if I am not everybody's cup of tea, and it's okay that I'm
oh,
not.
Oh no,
cup
I don't
of
believe
tea.
That.
Absolutely, you know, like I mean here, like, I mean it's the truth, and you know what, this girl that I was working for, you know, she was very very young, she had a very very heavy hand, and I really was trying to guide her because nobody wanted to work with her. Nobody liked her. And people started responding better to her because I was an intermediary there, you know. But at the same time, it was very, very stressful on me because I never knew what I was going to have to simmer down. I never knew, you know, what damage control I was going to have to do on any given day, you know. And then, you know, she basically lied to my face, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, my life blew up, you know, and I'm pissed about that. You know, I'm really, really pissed about that. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? It was quite literally a toxic environment. She's a toxic person. Literally the warehouse I was working in over the hiatus with the original strike that carried from May until December, our warehouse got infested by rats and mice. And the union did not pay to properly clean out everything that had been contaminated. So we were left.
And yeah, you know, you could get, what is it called, the hantavirus from that? Because
we can get so sick.
Right.
So like they had brought people in to clean, but they never ever brought in the exterminator first. So they had the cleaners come before the exterminator. So we still had rats in there while, like, after the cleaning had occurred, and then we had to continue to maintain, you know, that cleaning portion of it because they didn't bring the exterminators in until weeks later. And it was really, like, it was quite literally not only a mentally toxic environment because of who she is, it was a physically toxic environment because of the fact that, you know, they had that infestation there. And, like, I know that it's in my best interest that I'm not there anymore. I've had so much more time to work on artwork, to groom, you know, prospective clients, to freelance, to come up with my own things, to set myself up for when I'm ready to do my hard launch, not just the soft launch and all that stuff. Like, I've had all of this time because I've been out of there. And the one thing that suffered when I went back to work was the fact that, like, for the first week, I did no art whatsoever. You know,
wow.
Like I came home, I was too tired and I was like, I'll do it tomorrow. But I did no art whatsoever. I spoke to no prospective client whatsoever. And, you know, I know that it's in my best interest that I'm not there and that I'm not, you know, anywhere near this toxic person who nobody seems to like, who nobody wants to work for. She just lost another person that said, if you put me on to work there, I will not work there and I will not come into work that day. That's how bad this woman is. But for some reason, because she lied to my face, I've been having issues letting it go. And I'm angry about it. And I know it's toxic anger, but I have not been able to let it go. And I think the universe, every time I get angry about it, just kicks me in the ass a little bit more. Like, yo, you know, we're trying to set you on a path here and you're resisting your path.
And it's also just not understanding that, you know, old souls are hardworking people and they never usually quit a job or walk away from it, even though the job is toxic.
Yeah.
So what the universe does is they allow narcissists, or what we call the unfixables, those people new to our show, and unfixables, manipulative, judgmental, non-accountable son of a bitch. They often have addictions.
Yep.
God lets those people kick us in the ass and make us leave. And meanwhile, they do us a favor. In the long run, these are the people that move us forward.
I know.
Entirely and completely.
Yep.
So,
it's like I said, Cindy, in my head, I know that it's the best thing. But, like, if I could just punch this girl in the face, I feel like I would be so much better.
But how would that make it better?
Just because I would punch her in the face and I would see a look on her face after I punched it.
Okay, you sound like TJ's grandfather when we tell the story when he got arrested for punching a police officer back in, like, the dark ages.
Goodness.
It was probably 1920s or whatever it was. And they fined him $75, which was a lot of money in those days. And the judge said, do you have anything else?
Of course it was.
And he said, do you have anything you want to say? And he said, if I pay another $75, can I punch him again? Okay?
I love it. No, I know I have to work on my forgiveness, and I know I have to let it go, and I know that I'm getting a hard lesson right now, and that's the root of the inconsistency with money and the job and everything else. It's like I know I'm being guided right now, and I'm just I have to learn how to let it go, and I haven't been able to get there yet. I'm getting there.
Well, that's also not just in this instance. Let's think that maybe this is a big karmic lesson for you for many, many lifetimes, okay?
Oh, for 100%. Oh, this
so when
is
God
just
keeps
one lifetime.
On the
clock. Like, I keep getting knocked down. I keep getting kicked while I'm down before I get back up, and then I get knocked down again. So, no, absolutely. This is something that I have been probably struggling with for a couple of lifetimes now. You know, and it's coming to a head now. I'm
and
so
And when we don't learn it.
To getting over that hump.
God will keep us on the cross until we learn it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And he doesn't want to give you another situation, another job, or a person that you're dealing with in art who's just like this, and you're going to learn this lesson again. These people, you know, again, if I look at my life, it's those people that forced me forward. If they had been, you know, old souls are very loyal people. If they had been like 2% loyal to me or good to me, I would probably still be there. Okay.
Yeah.
It's that they couldn't
be
1% nice. So the point is, your life moves on, and God stops bringing this kind of bosses, these kind of people into your existence.
I get it. Like I said, cerebrally, I know. It's just that, I really just want to hit her. I think if I hit her, it would be better.
How about if we just, like, you know, the expression, like, in the laws of karma, let's wish her the life and death she deserves, okay?
I like that. Okay.
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 Like
and you know
all
what?
Right.
If you live long enough, like, it's funny because
you
want to
know what's actually kind of funny is I was just literally this week on one of my days off that I was cursing this girl, okay, because I was like, motherfucker, like, here I am, home again, and, you know what, I'm gonna channel my energy into something else, and it's so funny that you said that, because one of the shirt designs that I was working on was literally a design that said, have the day you deserve.
Right, you see that? You
like,
see
that? Was literally what I was working on Wednesday. no, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. That was what the design that I was working on, have the day you deserve.
And, you know, you live long enough. Like, TJ's an interesting study. I would never want to screw this man over because anyone who's ever fucked him over, man, has gotten it royally.
Ooh.
You know, it might have taken 10 years.
TJ to channel some of that shit for me.
I know. I don't know how. And he doesn't do anything to make that happen, mind you.
And
he does nothing.
TJ is so sweet. I can't even, like, he's so, like, even killed. He's so, like, whatever, you know, about so many things. Like, I can't even imagine somebody being mean to him. At least I know I've got a bitchy side. And, like, I know that sometimes, especially when I address certain people, I have to take the bitch out, you know, and I know this about myself. And so, like, sometimes if I'm sending somebody a text message and I'm kind of PO'd about at them or I'm PO'd about something, I'll have my wife proofread for me. And I'll go, listen, take the rest of the bitch out of this. And reword this.
Wow.
Like, I know this about myself. I have to take the bitch out. You know, like, I can be so, so sweet. And I had actually this woman years ago. She read tea leaves. And she was a Turkish woman. And she had done this for quite some time. And she did it for a friend of ours who was Israeli, you know, and, you know, we went over to her restaurant and this and that. And then we went into this back room and she read tea leaves. And she literally told me, you're a dangerous person. She said, because you've got an immense amount of love. She said, but you've also been, she goes, you've been blessed with that amount of love to give, she goes, but you've also been cursed because the amount of love that you have to give is also your capacity to hate. So she's like, and the hate is what you have to get under control. She goes, that anger is what you have to get under control. So she said this to me when I was like 17 years old.
Well, and you see, that's something. Now, you know, TJ is a lot like you. I mean, I think he's learned some of this. Like, he always says to me, he's always fighting the demons to do things like be vengeful. I've never seen him act upon it, but he says every day of his life, that's what he works against. So I think it's learning to control it, knowing it's not right, knowing it never makes you feel better in the long run, you know, even though you think it might, because it can come back and bite you in the butt even worse. So at this point, you know that, you know, this person thinks they've gotten the best of you, but it really is forcing you now to kind of figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life, what you want to do.
It is.
If you were working 5 days a week, when you work that hard, I'll tell you, there's been times in my life I've worked very hard, long hours, made good money, but I swear I had no life. I didn't see things I should have seen that would have probably saved me a lot of money.
No, of course,
and
of course.
So what I'm saying is God's slowing you down also deliberately.
Yeah, no, and I get that too. And, you know, we talked about this, you know, a couple of weeks ago, actually, when work started to pick up and then knock back off again, you know, and I had said, you know, back in January, even if you go back then, I had said, you know what, I had randomly said over my hiatus in December that I wish that there was a day where I could only work, you know, 3 days a week as well, because that's what Lisa had been working. I'm like, you know what, if I could work only 3 days a week, then I could afford to do my art and this and that and everything else. And I got what I wanted. And in the month of January, my boss did have me in 3 days a week. And then it started to taper off. And like in February, I think if I worked 4 days in February, in the month of February, it was a lot, and even now in this month, you know, I had, you know, maybe 8 days worth of work, for the entire month of March. So, I mean, and financially, it's a really, really huge hit. I still got my health insurance, thank God, but it's a really huge hit. And all of the time, like with every day off, I'm making sure that I'm maximizing my time. I'm making sure that I'm focusing. If I'm not doing art, I'm doing the business end of art. I'm catching up on doctor's appointments. I'm catching up on some self-care. You know, I'm making sure that I'm making the most of my time. It's just, and I know that I need to do that. And I know that that's the reason why I'm being, it's, and really, honestly, financially, it sucks, but it's really being given the gift of time is paramount, really. There's so many people that wish that they had more time for things, and I'm being blessed, really, if you think about it. I'm being gifted this time to do as I see fit with it, to take care of the things that I normally would not be able to take care of had I not been put in this situation. And I understand that, and cerebrally, I get it. It's just emotionally, I want to kick her in the face with a golf shoe.
Okay. And again, you know, and
it's a very bad position to be in.
Again, what it is though that anger is a very toxic emotion.
It is.
And you know, righteous anger.
I just saved myself and it didn't work.
Right. And what happens is it can make us sick. And I'm not saying stuff it down. We're aware what she did wasn't right. And again, karma will catch up with her. But in the long run,
hell yeah.
And I don't think you're going to fully be able to move on for this until you.
I think what I think I'm going to do? I think that I'm going to finish making my T-shirt saying I hope you have the day you deserve, and I'm going to order one and I'm going to send it to her.
Good. Exactly.
I think
exactly.
That's
good. And she'll think, oh, that's so nice. She wants me to have a nice day.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I think that I'm going to send her a copy of that fucking shirt because it's so left-handed. I think that I'll feel better after that.
Okay. Because, again, you know, you're not the only one.
But you know what, though? But I have to say this, and this is for all of our listeners there, because I know that I tell people this all the time, and I did not take my own advice. I fought against my own advice, and I'm going to say it again because now I've learned a hard lesson myself. When somebody shows you who they are, just believe them. Do not try to change them. Do not try to teach them. When they show you who they are, you can give them an opportunity to be the person that you think may be in there, but you know what? If they consistently show you who they are, believe that that is who they are and do not try to fight that, because that's kind of what I did. I was like, Ashley's a young kid. Ashley needs guidance. Ashley needs a mentor. And I did all of those things for her, and she excelled while I did those things with her. And then when she got what she wanted and when she got where she wanted to be, I was expendable because I was the only one that could hold her accountable. And that's why she did what she did, and I know it. And it's just like, you know, I tell people this all the time. And you know what? Even I struggle with it. So just know that when I give that advice, it's not that it's not a struggle. It is a struggle because you do want to see the best in people, some of you, and you do want to help people, and you do want to give that helping hand, you know, especially if you have the means to help. But sometimes the lesson is not in your helping them. Sometimes the lesson is in your not helping them.
Right.
And that's what I'm succumbing to right now. And I want everybody to benefit from my poor experience right now, because that's what this show is all about. That's what life is all about. You're not infallible, Cindy. I am not infallible. I make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Our listeners make mistakes. And that's okay. You know, as long as we learn from them and move on. So,
right.
And that's what
and
I'm
that's
doing.
It.
I'm trying to let go and move on.
And are you going to work on that a little bit so that this doesn't eat at you?
Absolutely, yes. Well, as far as from what I just said, as far as accepting people for who they are, 100%, because that was a very, very big reminder for me.
Right. And can you see how talk therapy works? Because we talk these things out. You see that?
No, 100%.
But if you don't come to, you know, and I'm glad you took a little time for this therapy that you needed, because if we don't do this, it eats at us. But the problem is, we have to learn the bigger karmic lesson.
Yep.
Why this? Why God? Why now? Why did you do this to me? Why am I getting this experience? And it's the important thing is once you do learn these lessons, God tries not to give them to you again. Okay.
Yep. So I mean, listen, and God's going to throw them at you again just to make sure that you know it's
learned.
But you may get a little reprieve, and then all of a sudden it'd be like, let's throw this little wrench there, you know, to see how you do. And you know what? I think that my big lesson here has been to follow my own advice. You know, I'm very, very quick to dispense the tough love on this show and the tough love to other people. And you know what? Sometimes I do too need a little bit of tough love. And that's my big lesson out of this. And you know, following my gut, because I knew in my gut that I was doing the wrong thing. But like every old soul does, I was following the security and the devil that I know, you know, versus, you know, what I kind of felt in my gut. And, you know, I didn't follow that this time. And, you know, that was wrong. And, you know, I've got opportunities in front of me that I'm allowing this situation to sabotage. And I have to stop doing that so that I do not sabotage what should be a very, very prosperous year for me.
You know, so...
That's where I'm at right now.
Part of why this is so loaded, and I'm giving the call a little time on the show tonight because I think there's lessons for a lot of people out there listening. I pulled some cards on this person and in your relationship with this person, and I actually asked the Akashic Records, that's the big, you know, computer system up there that can tell me, like, is there past life karma with this woman? How far does it go back? And man, they just flipped like a whole shade up and down, like you showing me of one lifetime after another, after another, after another with this
really
person. And you're lucky that this time she's more distant from you. In other lifetimes, you know, I think there was like a family relationship, a sister, you know, and you know, sometimes there's been neighbors. This one at least came later on in your life.
Thank God for that.
This is like the shortest period of time you've encountered this person. But
the
warning from the Akashic Records, and they kind of flash a warning saying, you cannot throw a grenade bigger than this woman will throw, so don't even bother. In your past lives, when you have thrown grenades, you've only shot your foot, you know, blown off your own foot, okay? So they're asking you to do what they had asked you in like 20,000 lifetimes with this woman. Leave it in the hands of karma.
Okay.
Okay?
That's fine.
Leave it in the hands of karma.
That's
and let
absolutely.
It be. And believe me, karma punishes a lot more harsh than you and I can even think of punishing people. We're too much of empaths. We feel their pain. So that keeps us from being as strong about punishment as we should be.
No, you know what, Cindy?
If you do not see this woman on the earth plane, suffer the consequences, God forbid, when she goes to the other side. What we pay for here, much better than the kind of punishment that spirit gives out. So no matter what happens, you know, in due time, she will get her just desserts, you know, and again, I think let's just say, Nicole, there's two kinds of empaths, and I'm going to talk about this again. I talked about it briefly in a few of our shows. My download for 2024 from Spirit was talk about the two kinds of empaths. There's good empaths. We want to make people feel relaxed and happy when they see us. We're trying to tell them, put your guns down. I'm good. I'm not going to hurt you. Nice people. And then there are the Putin, Hitler, bad empaths who want to get in your head and be there. You're allowing her, because she knows you're an empath. She feels that she's still in your head. That's the worst part about it. Okay, so she is not paying to own real estate in your head,
bitch,
is what Spirit would say. You have gone through, you're not a narcissist. Like, we can't always just say someone's just a dick, so I can just, you know, ignore what they say. No, every person, no matter how big a dick they are, deserves for us to say, well, did I do something wrong? Did I deserve that? But if you're in your honest assessment of yourself and behaviors, you know you haven't, then you need to let it leave your head, or this person is owning space in your head without paying for that at all. So don't allow her to be in your head, because she knows she's in your head. They know it. Empaths feel it. They sense it. They love. You could call them sadists. They love causing pain.
The bitch.
So what I'm telling you is, the longer you let her reside in your mind, the longer you're doing exactly what she wants you to do.
Okay. Well, you know what? When you said the whole Akashic record thing, that honestly, like, that makes a lot of sense, you know, because, you know, I have said that, you know, in the past to her, that, like, you know, like, you know, I mean, because honestly, when we were, not that we weren't getting along, but just from the time that I met her, it was always like, you know, it was always like a battle of getting her out of her own way. Like, she was very, very abrasive. Nobody wanted to work with her. Nobody wanted to talk with her. You know, I mean, literally, when we had boxes sent back to the warehouse, you know, instead of putting her name on the boxes, and for any of you Harry Potter fans out there, you'll appreciate this, they used to write Voldemort on the box, because that was a name that should not be said. Like, that's the reputation that she had, you know? And I'm sitting here and I'm trying to pull a softer side out of her, because I see that there was a softer side to be had, you know? And then it was like, you know, I could sense that there was like some sort of a familial sort of, you know, thing there potentially in the past. And, you know, now that you said that we have been toxic and that this has happened before, now it's really time for me just to learn my lesson and
if you seek revenge, by the way, then you open up karma. I mean, again,
I don't want the bad karma.
I've
had enough of that. I'm good.
We always have to hold people accountable in a righteous anger way, okay, if it's possible. But at this point, to hold on to vengeance or to do the vengeance when you've been told by spirit, like I tell people, don't get a reading from me and then do what the fuck you want, because you're going to get the full whammy of karma in your face, okay? So
I tell people
karma
that all the time about you.
The Akashic Records have already told you, stop giving this too much attention, let it go.
I believe you.
And then, you know, and in doing that, you're going to find peace. The real peace is, enough is enough with these people, okay? Enough is. And you're lucky you don't really have to deal with this person. When she was a family member, you had to deal with this person on like an everyday basis. That's a real lesson in hell. It's a real lesson in hell. This is like a baby lesson in hell, okay? It has hit you in the pocketbook, but again, when things keep not going the way, when we have a particular job, it's the universe's way of saying, choose again. Okay.
You know what? I mean, and here's the thing, too. And, you know, yes, it hit me. You know, I mean, listen, in today's climate, hitting it where it hurts is definitely in the pocketbook. But you know what? At the same time, and again, this is how screwed up my mind is. And it's your fault, Cindy. It's your fault. Because in my head, as I'm angry or whatever at all of this, and as I know what exactly is happening, I'm sitting there going, you know what, yeah, it's hitting me in the pocketbook now, but it's really going to hit me in the pocketbook if I get, you know, if I make myself sick over this, if I get cancer because of this, you know?
Exactly.
And I know that if I keep doing this, that that's going to happen.
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
I see the writing on the wall, and it's like I'm just pretending I can't read it.
Okay, but we're also all have a three-year-old in us that keeps saying it's not there. Like, the first thing we should have learned, you know, in kindergarten is life is not fair. It doesn't, it's just not fair. So get over that fucking fact that it's not fair, okay? It's fair in the long run, because karma makes it all fair.
You
but
know what? My
karma
next T-shirt is
going to
be let go and let karma.
Let go and let karma. That's right.
Let go and let karma. This way it's universal for everybody, you know, for those who have got, you know, take exception to the word God or anything else. let go and let karma. And then this way it's universal for everybody. That'll be
right.
my next shirt.
Can you see that? And the reason that I allowed you to get this reading on air and to air what you're doing is because I must have gotten at least 25 emails in the last month with a similar scenario. I must have done 50 readings with the same problem here. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
and
listen,
let me just tell you with how bad the karma this woman has. You to take someone's livelihood from them is akin to murder because you destroy families, you destroy people. So before anyone ever takes someone's livelihood, you better be pretty sure they deserve it. Okay.
Yep.
Because karmically, that is one of, that's what old souls, we don't even usually complain about a waitress if she's really been rude, because we might just say, maybe she has a period, maybe she has a bad day. We'll let it go. Okay. They're going to take her job away. It's not worth it. You know, it could be just a bad moment, but if she loses her job, that could make whatever going on in her life worse. So, you know, if someone continually is not to do their job, we have to, you know, let them go by saying, I asked you to do this, this, and this. Your actions got you fired. I'm not firing you. I hope you learn from this. Good luck on your next job. But to intentionally take food out of people's mouths, food off of their family table, this woman has a lot of bad karma from that. It's karmically extremely wrong. So with that, with me telling you, because her spirit guides and your spirit guides both said, we're not happy with what has occurred. So don't think for 1 minute they're happy.
Good.
Okay? So the whole thing is karma takes a little bit of time. The difference between earth and heaven, when we're in spirit, karma is instant. You do something wrong, you instantly... You are like a dog. You're like immediately punished like a dog because that humans, unfortunately, karma sometimes goes so far away from the original that sometimes they can't see it or it doesn't appear to be, you know, something punishing them. You know, sometimes they get an insight, yeah, I did this to someone else and it's coming back to bite me. Okay. How I learned very young, by the way, very young. Not to judge people, because when I judged it, God gave me a similar situation and I did worse. And because I learned, you know, I don't want to be given those same circumstances, okay? Like, because that's how the universe works. So with that, what we're going to, you know, kind of end your reading and anyone who's in a similar situation that needs a different job, a different thing, let's put it out that God, I obviously this isn't where you want me to be, so let's guide me to where I should be going, okay, and what you want me to do. Turn your career a little bit over, you know, thy will be done. Where do you want me? Okay, and, you know, and part of it is, and I'm stressing to a lot of people, if you really want true job security, have your own business and be good at it. Because no one can take that from you. Your clients will be loyal. They'll be there for you. Okay? And you'll never have to worry about work. You'll have more than enough. When you work for someone else, in 2 seconds, they could turn around and sell their business, you know, hire cheaper people, dust your balls, and let you go. So, you know, maybe people start a little part-time business that can become a full-time one, like your T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
keep doing
what you're doing, but allow the narcissists, the unfixables, to push us forward in a positive way, not in a negative way. Okay,
gotcha. Because,
you know, so I'm glad that you know your wife knows when you need something. She knows when you need to hear certain things. And you know, again, the thing that the hotline that I have is a hotline to what unfixables and what the universe feels about them, okay, and about manipulation and all of that. And what I have seen is trust that if you're going to do this to people, you're going to screw them over, you're going to hurt them, you know, you're going to be in trouble, okay? Don't make people's life harder. I posted something on Facebook. It's a little bit funny, but it's pretty, don't make people's life harder. So I'm telling you, don't make people's life harder, whatever you do, because the universe does not appreciate when you make people's life harder. We're here to make everyone's life a little bit easier. a kind word, a gesture, a help. You know,
yep.
You never know. That kind word could keep someone that was going to kill themselves to hold on for one more day, and then their whole life changes for the better. So the little acts of kindness go a long way and leave the rest to karma. So we do have some listeners, and I'm sure I'm sure, you know, maybe some of our other listeners who listen regularly, maybe Andrew or Karen can chime in and see if there weren't some messages for them in this. Okay.
Yeah. I love how you singled out Karen and Andrew and all of that.
Okay. See, so, yeah, there may be some messages in the for everybody.
Oh,
okay, so
for sure.
We have someone that's been listening a long time, and it's a
we do, and actually we know this person, Cindy. This is Kathy, and for the listeners. It's been a while. She's been she's had a lot going on. Kathy and I, you know, Kathy and I are great because we used to work together back in the day. And, you know, we used to talk every day. And then, you know, Kathy and I kind of disappear from one another. And then whenever we do start talking, we pick up like it was yesterday that we spoke. And, you know, Kathy and I got back in touch. And I'm glad that she called into the show because I'm sure that she can use your guidance as well, Cindy. And so, yeah, for the people that have listened in the past, we have Catharsis on the line. And for the new listeners, we have Kathy in New York. Hello, Kathy. You are on the air.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello, Kathy. So, you know, you realize with our Nicole, she needed this today, right? You know, you know her. Yeah, you guys have a soulmate connection, the way she said. You don't talk for a while, and then it just picks up as if no time passed. It's a soulmate connection. But I think she needed a little bit of her reading tonight.
Absolutely, and I definitely appreciated hearing what she had to offer tonight because it resonated a lot with me.
Yep. Unfortunately.
As you know.
Go ahead.
As you know, I lost my sister a few months ago.
Yes.
And now I'm dealing with my mom having not similar issues, but also cancer. So
wow.
That's a heavy thing for me to deal with. And on top of that, the company was just sold. And I'm trying to figure out where I fit.
Wow. And, you know, it's like you have a lot of things on your plate right now, okay? And
yeah.
Your sister's pretty funny. Was she funny on Earth, by the way?
Absolutely.
Because when you just said all these things, she goes, this is when we're glad we're dead, okay? Like, we don't miss this about life, okay? Because remember, up there, they don't have a body. They don't have illness. They have meaningful work to do. They only see people they want to see. So no illness, only seeing people you want to see. No worry about money, you know, who's going to screw us over. It's good. When you're a good person, it's actually good up there. She's going to try to help with your mom, the situation with your mom, okay, from the other side. Get her the right people, the right things that she needs to help her. But God is raining on you pretty heavy, and it's pouring outside, so I think it's kind of funny to say God's raining on you heavy. But you have your own problems right now in terms of what you're going to do when you grow up, okay? And
yep.
You're going to have to focus a little on that. You know, be there for your mom as much as you can, but you also have to focus on your own career and finding that. What your sister's trying to tell you, okay? You know, it's a lot, but if God wanted you to be there to be just for your mother, you would win Lotto tomorrow, okay? And
exactly.
So that's not your instance right now. And remember what I said, and it's funny because I heard a voice telling me to say what I said. When you work for someone else, they could sell a business in a minute. They can take your livelihood out from under you without a thought. And it's hard because, you know, then you're starting at, you know, peg one again. Where am I going to go from here? Where do I go from there? But what would you like to do? Do you have any idea of what kind of a job you would like to do, or have you been thinking about it at all?
I don't know. I've been thinking heavily about it, and I've spoken to Nicole about it. I feel like I've just been
and just for the record, I'm fantastic with Kathy's wife.
Yeah, what? What was that?
And just for the record, I'm fantastic with Kathy's wife.
So
I've been in the state for so long where I have been managing so much chaos that I'm having trouble right now accepting normalcy.
Yep. And that's also what God's part of, well, why some things may be taken out from under you. You've been trying to manage chaos. You realize you can't manage chaos? It's impossible. It'll make you crazy.
It's impossible.
So you're going to put out to the universe, don't give me that kind of a job again. Don't put me in a position of managing what cannot be managed, okay, because it's just too much. So, again, we talk about rejection being protection. Cancer has a lot of elements of stuffed down anger and stress. Sometimes the universe takes us out of a stressful situation because they're actually trying to save our life. You can't go on having a job that you don't feel in control with, that you never know what's going to be thrown at you. You can't be a person that's, you know, dodging bullets and putting out fires all day, every day. It just is not
right.
A healthy way to make a living. So let's look at it for you also as it is for Nicole. You know, and any relationships not serving our higher good, we're supposed to really end in 2023. It does depend when people's birthday is. When is your birthday? What month?
June.
So you're technically still in the year 2023. So, you know, your new year of 2024 begins with your birthday, although we're in the collective year of 2024, so you've got 2 years spinning. We describe it as a circle within a circle that makes an infinity. But 2023 is the year of any relationships not serving our higher good, work, you know, relationship-wise, family, coming to an end. It's also the year of the dream catcher. So we're going to throw, you know, into the dream catcher, you want an ideal job. And 2024 is the year of manifesting. So you pretty much can manifest what you want very quickly. But I'm not surprised that this job is coming to an end now. Okay.
No, my contract is only through the end of August with this new employer who took over the previous employer.
Wow. So you've got some time to look for something different, figure out what you want. Maybe you get, I don't know if they're going to give you a severance, I hope, or something.
I doubt it.
Okay, well, you'll definitely get unemployment. It's not a great deal of money, but it can help. And maybe God's giving you a little downtime to be a little bit with your mom and help her a little bit. But you have to promise your sister that you will, you know, put finding a job as a top priority, okay? It's important. You know, you're an old soul.
Okay.
You're going to worry about money. You know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but also think about what you want because you have a really good five-year period opening up. It's really pretty much opening up when your birthday happens. So, you know, figure out what you want. I got the Queen of Pentacles, which means it isn't this job that put food on your table. It's your hard work. So find another place where you could put your hard work to good use. But, you know, trust your gut when you're getting a job. You know, go in there and, you know, I'm not surprised this business keeps getting sold because it's run so chaotically. There's no way it can keep going. You know, it's like an atomic bomb, you know, ready to blow up every minute.
Exactly.
You know, and, you know, are you mourning for the end of it a little bit? Look, you're mourning for your sister. You know, the universe has a funny way of letting us mourn for a lot of things at once. You're mourning for your sister, you're going to mourn for the end of this job. But there's a karmic lesson Spirit wants you to learn. Take your money and run right now. do your job to the best of your ability, go home and forget about it and focus on other things. Don't let this drain you. You know, a job ending is a funny thing. It's like somebody died. It's over. Okay? That's it. It's over. You're never going to see it again. So go there with a different attitude and save your energy to take care of your mom a little bit and to find another job. Can you think you could do that, please?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yep. And you're hearing it from spirit because they're telling you, we're not telling you not to do your job. We're just telling you, do what you can. Don't put out the fire. If you can't put out the fire, then the hell with it. Don't be there spitting on it all day till you have no more spit left. Do you know what I mean? If you can't do it, don't do it. You know, it's somebody else's problem now.
I'm just feeling useless right now. I'm so used to being so busy and taking on so many projects, and right now I feel like I'm at a standstill and just useless.
Well, you should be, because the universe isn't asking you to build a company that's kicking you out the door. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, it's not your job then. Okay, so it's very hard for old, the worst thing for an old soul, by the way, is boredom. They cannot stand boredom. They cannot stand to not have a lot of work to
bored.
Do. But I don't want you, I think God's giving you a little break. So you can, you know, when you're at work, figure out, you know, takes a little time to Google different companies you might want to work at, think about what you want to do, and use that time that way. Okay. And also, you're not yet in the anger stage. Like, that's why I think Nicole was an important person to talk to before you, because she's still in that, you know, she's in the anger stage where it blows up.
You know, Kathy knows my temper. She knows I could blow up.
Right. But I don't think, you know, Kathy's quite at the anger stage, which she's going to feel. Job hunting is awful. Okay. It's awful. It's more awful than it ever was, because people ghost you. They don't even respond to you. You send out, you know, put in Indeed 4,000 resumes, you hear nothing. It's a really disheartening thing that it's not fun to do, okay? So you look at it as an adventure in something and what you want to do, but you don't have bad cards here. Everything looks good. God knows you need money, okay? Spirit's, you know, watching your back. But you may have stayed too long. Part of the problem is Spirit was trying to get you to leave this job, like, in the beginning of 2023. Did you get that message from Spirit?
I did, but I'm loyal to a fault.
Yep, and we like the devil, we know. What can I tell you?
Yep.
God is making sure your board is all shit now, because, again, the one thing that we hate more than anything is boredom. Boredom will move us forward more than anything, okay? You know, so it's really, you know, you're bored. So let that boredom be what lights the fire under your butt to move forward.
And don't
miss yourself, okay, too much for not having moved sooner. Again, God was giving you time to get out on your own, and you didn't do it. So, again, narcissists think they're screwing us over. They don't. They make us do what we should have done already. Leave. So it's all good, and it's cosmically. Anyone who's listening to this show, the universe is giving a great gift to older souls. Helping them move forward. It is the year of the boomerang, by the way, Nicole, which means whatever throws into it, they're going to get back. That's something for you to keep bear in mind with that person. So, you know, just promise your sister you will not make this get you upset, Kathy, or make you sick.
Okay.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I've been sick every day.
Mm-hmm. Of course. That's what we do. We'd rather be sick than face the pain we're feeling. This kind of thing will make us sick. We have to realize it's a very strong mind-body connection. Very strong. Very strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can manifest almost, you know, quickly. But what I see with you, you're going to feel better after this reading. Somehow Spirit's tweaking you. Your sister's going to help. And you're just going to feel like, okay, it's all good. I'm ready to get out of here. I don't mind doing nothing all day as I think about what I'm doing, figuring my way. And yes, everybody to death while you're there, by the way. Yeah, sure. Okay. Don't let it upset you. You know, your contract is up to August, thank God, because I think they might have gotten rid of you sooner, by the way. They're trying to make it so you'll leave sooner on your own. So it looks like here.
I kind of got that impression today.
Yep. They know you. An old soul cannot stand to be doing nothing all day. Can't stand it. So, you know, I don't know if you left before your contract is up. Is there any, you know, but you can't leave on your own unless you have another job. You know that because you want to get your unemployment
exactly.
And everything. So they're trying to get you. They're thinking that you're, you know, they know you're a hot commodity. They think if you start job hunting, you should find something very quickly. But they don't know that you're not just taking anything this time. You're not leaving until you think it's something that's going to be good for you. You know, don't just take something to take something.
That's my problem, Cindy. Like, I don't know what's good at this point because I feel like I've been doing so many different things that I'm unclear on the direction that I want to go in.
Well, that's why. In that bored time at work, think about that. Okay? Think about that. And, you know, ask Spirit to help guide you, okay?
Exactly what I said.
They do help. They do guide. You know, I used to sweat it out for years when I was an entertainer and I was getting too old to do it. What am I going to do for a living? What am I going to do? How am I going to make a living? And, you know, Spirit tricked me into doing the tarot card readings, which became my livelihood. Spirit had my back. They knew I needed to work for myself. I haven't worked for anyone in 30 years. How am I going to start working for somebody? So Spirit knows what we need. Just trust that all this is good. It's bigger than you. You needed to get out of this place before it blows up anyway. You know, it's like the big bang is going to happen.
Do you see
there.
This new thing blowing up now that it's under new ownership?
It just looks like they're getting rid of good people. Like, you don't get rid of someone like you. I'm telling you right now. It's not smart on their part. Okay, so I don't think they're making some of the wisest decisions they could make. But, again, Spirit doesn't want you there anymore at all.
Yeah, I get that. I feel it.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to see if Andrew has anything to say to throw into this because I asked Andrew if he had anything to say. Call in again and let us know how you're thinking and feeling.
Okay, thank you, Cindy.
We adore you.
Kathy, call me tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Happy Easter.
Thank you so
Happy
much.
Happy Easter.
Let's see what Andrew might have to say.
All right. Where is Mr. Andrew? Here he is. Hello, Mr. Andrew.
What's up? What am I chiming in on?
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. You're the one that pushed one. You got to tell us.
Oh, all right. I thought Cindy might sound like I was chiming in on it, and I was like, I don't know. But
about things like, seeing the writing on the wall, moving forward.
Oh, definitely trying to move forward. The reason I pressed one originally was, all right, so I just went to Salt Lake, and I was going to write to you about it, but I didn't get to it. But I was talking to Tasha, and Tasha's like, oh, call in. So, I had to, I'm always keeping my eyes open as far as, like, potential mates or whatnot. So I went to Salt Lake, and I had a dinner with a friend that I've known, like, 13 years. And then I had dinner, like, the next night. And I'm like, I don't know. We just, like, pick up where we left off. But, again, I realized that the challenges of distance and whatever, you know, never working out. So I was just like, I don't know. I feel a connection, but I'm not really sure.
You mean with this person, a connection, a love connection?
I don't know. You know, nothing that, like, we go there, but, like we connect like we never left off. So, I don't know, maybe just a soulmate friend kind of thing. But we get along good. Like, I guess if I had to, like, go check boxes, I'd be like, yes. But I know, I don't know.
All right.
That was my reason for calling.
Okay. Now, I would say keep connecting with this person and see what's there. You know what I mean?
Don't be afraid.
We have friends. We just have a long-standing friendship. But I'm like, that's it. So, yeah, that's all. I just keep it connected and see what happens. But
here's
the end of the hour.
Right. And it is long distance. Does that put a little – I mean, how could this work if it's long distance?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I know the, you know, some of the the pitfalls – not the pitfalls, but, like, the harder parts where it's, like, the distance and all that good stuff.
Right. So, I mean, that might be why you might be hesitant to think what this might be.
Yeah, and I don't know if she would say that, think the same thing, too, you know, or she would be like, yeah. Like, we don't talk – we have never, like, addressed it. Like, you know, we get along really well. Like, we talk for 3 hours of dinner one night, and then we did dinner the next night, you know. It's just, you know, who knows?
Right. And again,
not that I help.
You know, don't over, sometimes we overthink things, but, you know, I would just see what's there. I mean, did you discuss with her at all how you feel?
Nah, you know, because I'm not, you know, because I think she's been in two or three bad relationships where I think, like, she just almost wants to write guys off at this point for a bit. And she's done, like, all the healing and stuff. Like, I'm actually very impressed with, like, you know, how she's dealt with everything she's gone through. Like she has her stuff together. She's dealt with it, you know, seems to be healed, blah, blah, blah kind of thing. Like, you know, would I take a shot at it? Yeah. If she was willing to take a shot at it too, but if not, it's cool. I'm cool being friends too. Like, I don't have
to. Yeah, but you also have to tell her. She's not a mind reader.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I know. Well, you know, I don't know if I get the vibe from her that she was like, we're willing to go take that jump too. So that's why I'm like, eh.
But that's another thing that you see.
It's not even worth bringing it up.
Well, you see, I'm not so sure that's right. You know, like, if you have some feelings, you could let her know and say, look, it's not going to influence our friendship. You know, I'd still be your friend. But
yeah.
I'm feeling something more. I don't know if you are. Maybe it's just me. Because maybe she's feeling the same thing. And if neither of you bring it up, you could be missing something. Maybe it's not meant to be forever. Maybe it's supposed to be a relationship that you both learn what it feels like to be with a person you get along with without all drama and trauma. So you,
that's
when you
what
don't
I feel like it's that
follow
kind of,
what
yeah.
you think, you're missing some lessons that maybe need to be taught. You know,
yep.
So, you know. Nicole, what do you think about this? Because she's a lot younger than me. Nicole, what do you think?
Nicole, chime in.
Uh-oh. What do you mean, what do I think?
Okay, what do you think about him? Like, he feels this connection with the soulmate, you know, with the friend, and yet he doesn't want to talk about it with her because this is how she feels. And I said, well, I think you need to talk about it because you don't want to be...
I think that Andrew already knows the answer to that question.
Fuck. Damn, I don't know.
He's a man. He does not know.
Again,
they have blind spots.
I'm sorry,
spots,
Andrew,
Nicole.
But listen, you are adorable, and you are our prince in so many different ways, but you know the answer to this question. This is not something you should be asking, Cindy. You should be just going out and openly communicating because that lack of communication is what categorizes you as this closet commitment phobe because you want a relationship and then all of a sudden something happens and you shut down. So stop shutting down and have the damn conversation.
Yep. Okay, but say it in a way.
We love you, Andrew. Andrew, you are an angel. You are so helpful and wonderful, and you have so much to offer somebody who, you know, who is looking for the same things that you're looking for. But you need to stop being afraid to talk about it. Have the stupid conversation. You are a catch, and anybody worth anything will see that you're a catch. And avoiding the conversation is only going to delay the inevitable between people who think you're a catch and people who will not think you're a catch. So just have the conversation and save yourself the heartache.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And don't overthink it. People overthink everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, you're not talking about having a conversation and getting married the next day, you know? But just say, hey, listen, I'm kind of feeling this. Where are you at? If it's not there, it's not there. But then at least you don't waste your time.
And remember,
you
don't need a prenup to get a cup of coffee. You don't need a prenup to say how you feel. Do you know what I mean? So,
and like I said, you're a catch, Andrew. You really, truly are. And anybody, any woman out there would be lucky to have you. But you got to get over that fear, man. You know, I mean, listen, yeah, I called myself out on my own shit today. I'm calling you out on yours.
No, cool. I want you to.
If I'm going down, I'm taking everybody down with me, goddammit.
I missed the first half, so I'm going to re-listen because I have to listen to last.
Okay.
Okay, you have to
listen
to it.
The first half of the show was calling me out on my shit, so now I'm calling you out on yours.
It's work-related and people, you know, screwing us over-related. So I think might get a lot of little messages.
I know about that part, yeah.
Completely. But you know what? Honestly, what I took out of the first half of the show for myself is
yep.
less about just people screwing others over and more about the lessons that we should have learned in the past. And I know that you've been faced with this before in the past, and clearly it's coming up again, because like me earlier today, that portion of the lesson is still misspent on you. You know, so benefit from what the first half of the show, benefit from my experience here, and you know, you're being gifted with a lesson here. Learn it and move on. You know, stop being afraid of the conversation. You know, you're a wonderful guy. You know, trust that you're a wonderful guy and that a wonderful woman will recognize that. But you got to talk about it, man. You got to talk about what you want. You got to talk about what you need. Right. You know, and it's the worst she can say is no.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we're fine with that too. Right.
Well, we're at the end of our show before they knock us off.
We are.
We'll all see each other next week. We will not have a show the week after. I think it's April 11th because, you know, I am taking that day off. So, that
Look
in your
you.
Book, Nicole. Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Well,
is
it your birthday the week after?
Yes, but, you know, we have some things we're doing that week, so
for
a little bit
of
fun. Okay. So.
Okay.
Keep in mind of that, so. And we'll all speak next week. Nicole, I love you madly, my darling, okay?
I love you, Cindy.
Okie dokie. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.